That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, after Lawyer Lum unwittingly revealed to Ira Hodgkin's attorney, Squire Skimp, the manner in which he planned to defend Abner in the forthcoming Hodgkin's Peabody trial, Justice of the Peace Lum postponed the case for a day to give himself time to prepare another line of defense. Well, now we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, it's been said that everything has its price. Now, when nervous tension on one of those off-schedule days brings about a touch of acid indigestion, don't pay the price of discomfort. Instead, call on Alka-Seltzer, for Alka-Seltzer can help you to real relief in a hurry. Be wise. Don't let your discomfort get the better of you when Alka-Seltzer can help you to such fast relief. It goes to work in a hurry because it's already in solution when you drink it. So to help relieve a touch of acid indigestion, ask your druggist for a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets. Remember, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we found the town folks gathering in the Jotham Down store to witness the trial. Abner is back in the feed room helping Lum put on his judicial robe. Listen.
That's good now, Abner. Peek out the door there and see if everybody's here yet.
All right. I hope they ain't, though. I'll tell you that. I wish they'd never show up.
What I wish is there'd be some photographers out there. I don't like to brag on myself, but I will have to admit I look pretty good in my judge's robe. Wish I had my hair bent and some flower put on there. Looks sort of dignified or something.
Well, Ira's out there all right and the rest of them, but I don't see Squire Skimp no place.
Yeah, we'll have to wait a little bit longer then.
No,
I don't want to make my entrance till everybody's all set.
Aunt Lum, look, there's still time. Let's call this trial off.
Well, I told you we can't do that, Abner. You're being lawsuited by Ira Hodgkins.
I know I am. I mean, settle it out of court. I'm willing to pay Ira the $100 he asked for in the first place.
Well, I don't think he'd be satisfied with now. Because he's suing you for five times that much.
I bound you if he seen the cash money, he would. Look, I got it right here with me. $100 cash.
Well, for goodness sakes, where'd you get that?
Well, it's the money me and Elizabeth's been saving up.
Egg money?
I reckon she keeps it back there in a sugar bowl. Got it out and counted it last night. Doggett, I'm going out there right now and offer this to Ari.
No, now, Abner, don't you do that. I'm your legal advisor, and I advise against it.
Well, all right, you do it then. Here, you take the money.
No, I don't want it.
Go on, take it. If that ain't enough, I know where I can borrow 50 more. Here, take it, Lum.
I don't want it.
What, you got to take it, Lum. You're the justice of the peace. You can go out there and stop this trial if you want to. Now, take it and tell our I'm going to settle out of court.
We ain't going to do it that way. I told you I'm going to get you out of this thing.
Oh, me.
Besides, I'm going to show that Ira Hodgkins he can't go around calling me names. Ain't nothing going to keep me out of this trial.
I wish there was something to keep me out of it. I'm bound to lose, and you know it, Lum.
I don't know no such a thing.
Well, law me, before we know that Squire Skimp was going to be Ira's lawyer, we told him everything we was going to do in the trial. Fact is, I even admitted that I was guilty.
I know. I admit that puts us at a little disadvantage, too. But I think this new line of defense I've studied up is going to make a whole lot of difference. Don't forget this. All I have to do as your lawyer is convince me, as justice of the peace, that you ain't guilty. And any time I can't convince myself of something, I'll give up my office.
Well, I hope you can't. Don't be stubborn with yourself. Don't argue.
I'd believe myself any day before I would Squire Skimp.
Yeah, but he's an awful good talker, Lum. I've heard him talk you into a lot of things.
Yeah, he won't this time, though.
Don't forget he's got that list of mine, too. That getting even with list, where I wrote down names of all the fellers I was aiming to get even with. And Ira Hodgkins was on that list.
Well, we don't know for sure that he's got it, though.
Well, he must have it. Cedric picked it up by mistake yesterday when he's in here selling them war bonds. And far as we know, his next stop was Squire Skimp's office.
He never had no reason to show it to Squire, though.
Well, I bet he did. I'd give anything if we could have got a hold of Cedric and found out for sure.
Yeah, that is curious where he's been all this time.
Couldn't locate him nowhere.
Squire might be hiding him out to use him as a star witness.
That's just about what he's doing. And when they bring that list up in court, Lum, I'm sunk no matter how you look at it.
Well, when they do bring it up, I'll get around it some way. Look out there again and see if Squire's got here yet.
Yeah, all right. I still wish you'd take this $100 over and stop this bad blame trial.
Abner, just stop saying that, because we ain't going to do it.
Yeah, Squire's out there now, sitting there talking to Iris.
Well, good. You go on out and tell Grandpap to open the court then.
All right. You want me to tell him that you're back here in the feed room?
Abner, stop calling this a feed room.
Well, that's what it is, ain't it?
No, not on the days when I'm holding court, it ain't. This is the judge's chamber.
Oh.
Now go on out there and get things started.
All right, I've got a feeling this is the worst one mistake I ever made in my life, but here it goes.
Well, howdy, Abner. Where's the judge?
Yeah, he's back there in the feed chamber. Back in the judge's chamber. He wants you to open court, Grandpap.
Yeah, all right. Been so long since I done it, I don't know if I recollect how or not.
Yeah, it'd be all right with me if you could never recollect how to do it.
Whereabouts is the hammer? Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
All right, folks, all right. Simmer down, you varmints. Justice of the Peace, Court of Cloverleaf Township, County of Polk, State of Arkansas is now in session. Justice of the Peace, Lum Edwards presiding.
Oh, me to think I could have got out of this for $100.
Hey, howdy, Lum.
Hello, Grandpap.
Will the clerk of courts please read any cases on the docket to be brung before this court?
That's you, Grandpap.
Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Well, let's see here. Hodgkins versus E's Peabody.
Uh-oh.
All right, he's lawsuing Abner for $500 for the loss of his prize bull. And the way I see it, that'll be enough, Grandpap. Before proceeding with the trial of Hodgkins versus Peabody, let me remind everybody that the contents of the cracker barrel and the pickle barrel are not free public property. Anybody wishing either of same will please pay for same in cash money. Thank you. The plaintiff in this case is Mr. Ira Hodgkins, and he's being represented by Squire Skimp. The defendant is Mr. Abner Peabody, and he's being represented by Attorney Lum Eddard. Not to be mixed or confused with Justice of the Peace Lum Eddard. We'll now have the opening statements by these two fine, brilliant attorneys. Mr. Skimp for the plaintiff is first. Go ahead, Squire.
Yes, thank you, Your Honor. The statement of our case is short, direct, and clear-cut. Through the testimony of a few witnesses and the introduction of incontestable evidence, I shall attempt to prove, and will prove, that my client, Mr. R. Hodgkins, long an upstanding, beloved citizen of this community, has suffered great damage in the loss of his prize bull. I shall further prove that said bull was struck down and fatally injured and thus became the innocent victim of a terrible and dangerous mechanical invention known as Robert the Robot. I shall prove that this same robot was operated by one Abner Peabody, who directed the lethal strength of this monstrous machine with malice aforethought and premeditated intent to cause havoc and destruction in our heretofore peaceful little city.
I object. Objection sustained.
Now, wait a minute, Lum. You can't object. You're the judge.
No, not when I was doing the objection, I wasn't.
What's that?
I was Lawyer Eddard then. When I sustained the objection, then I was the judge.
Well, by George, I object to that.
Objection overruled.
Now, just a minute now, Lum. We've come into this court expecting to get some degree of justice.
Well, don't worry. You'll get it, Squire. That's one thing I'm for is justice. Yeah, I'll straighten this out. Lawyer Edwards, will you withdraw your objection? Yes, sir, Your Honor. Thank you. Objection withdrawn. Proceed, Squire.
Yeah, thank you, Your Honor. Well, I've said all I have to say, I guess. I'm through, Your Honor.
All right, fine.
Said too much, if you ask me.
Your Edwards, you may now give your opening statement. Thank you, Your Honor. In stating our side of this case, we're forced to admit that certain facts stated by my colleague, Mr. Skimp, are true. A bull belonging to Mr. Hodgkins was killed by a robot, and this said robot was operated by said Mr. Peabody.
Uh-oh.
However, I intend to show that said Mr. Peabody ain't no desperate criminal like Mr. Skimp's trying to make out. And I also will prove that he never aimed to do this thing with Alice aforethought or nothing else. Fact is, I'll prove to you that Abner, or that is my client, Mr. Peabody, is a man of goodwill that wants to see justice done. I'll prove that he never wanted to get mixed up in this trial in the first place, but wanted to make a fair settlement with Mr. Hodgkin. Time and again, he stated that he's willing to pay Mr. Hodgkins $100 for his bull, and that's more than it's worth. Fact is, not 10 minutes ago, right back there in the judge's chambers, he tried to give me $100 cash money to stop this trial and make a fair...
What was that last statement, Lump, Your Honor? I wish you'd repeat that.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Just a minute. I want to write that down, too. Yes, go ahead.
I said not 10 minutes ago, Mr. Peabody offered me $100 back there in the judge's chambers to... Uh-oh.
Yes, keep going, Mr. Justice of the Peace.
Oh, my goodness. Court's adjourned till Monday. Court's adjourned for further study of the case involved. All parties will report back here Monday morning.
For the man's sake, Mom, what in the world are you doing?
Just hash up, Abner, and come on back here in the feed room.
Well, I still don't see what your idea was.
I told you to hash up. Now, come on, get in here. Hurry up, get in.
I'm coming.
Granny, that was a close one.
Well, what happened? What was I adjourning the trial for if it even got started hardly?
Well, didn't you see what was happening?
Huh? What?
I forgot there for a minute that I was the judge as well as your lawyer.
Well, what does that matter?
Well, by saying that you offered me that $100 to stop the trial, we just showed that you're guilty of another charge, bribing a judge.
Huh?
And that's a penitentiary offense.
Well, being both attorney and judge seems to have both its advantages and disadvantages. In this case, however, the disadvantages seem to predominate, which certainly bodes no good for poor Abner. So join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Friends, did you ever stop to think that you're not the only one who is affected when tense nerves make you keyed up, restless, and irritable? Almost everyone with whom you come into contact is likely to be made uncomfortable. When you toss and tumble most of the night, you just can't help feeling cross and all out of sorts next day. You're likely to snap at the children, bark at your friends, and make yourself generally disagreeable. Well, when nervous tension makes you keyed up, nervous, and cranky, why don't you try Miles Nervine? It's been making good for more than 60 years. Miles Nervine has helped bring restful nights and peaceful days to thousands. So remember, friends, if nervous tension sometimes interferes with your work or your pleasure, annoys your friends, or makes you miserable, try Miles Nervine. All drugstores have Miles Nervine in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine, 25 cents in a dollar. Caution, use only as directed. Ask your druggist for Miles Nervine.